This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a sunny Monday. It's going to be warmish. I liked what you said earlier, Vin. It was like sneaky hot this weekend. Like you didn't think it was going to be hot. And it wasn't hot compared to the 110, 112 people had a couple weeks ago. But it was wow, I have too many clothes on.
We saw the 80s at the beach and just, you know, I don't know, a mile from the water, it was in the 90s. So, yeah, it was hot.
I'm sure inland it was even hotter. Like, we were, you know, just right around the bay here. I'm sure it wasn't as hot as it has been elsewhere. But I don't know that anybody was cracking 100. This weekend, you're saying more, but not still not as extreme as it was, right?
No, not as extreme. Okay. It'll be mild through the week and rising up again Saturday and Sunday. Right now in the forecast is the hottest day.
I just ordered a swimsuit.
All right, Clarky. All right.
Well, don't applaud yet. I actually typed in loose women's swimsuit with shorts.
Don't call yourself a loose woman. That is not right.
I got
TMI.
I got a loose woman swimsuit. You know,
I don't like it.
It's really cute though. I found the cutest thing. It's like
Let's
a full
see it.
On. All right, hold on. I'll send it to you. But it's great because it's like a full on, you know, kind of a tank top on the top. It flares out into a skirt, and there's a full pair of shorts underneath. I'm so excited.
Oh Jesus! So it's not a swimsuit. It's something.
No, it's a swimsuit.
Else.
It says right on it. It's a swimsuit.
All right.
Hold on. Let me look at my orders, and I'll send it.
Seems
to you.
Like loose women would wear something a lot skimpier, but you know, okay.
You've misunderstood me, but I'm just going to let you keep your thing. Hold on. I'm going to let you keep your thoughts. You seem to enjoy that. Hold on. I'm putting it in our Google chat.
I'm the only one. Okay.
Is it like a tankini?
No, it's one piece. It is like a tankini, which is what I normally have, but I don't like those because then the top flies up. I'm like, I'm not into that. Mm-hmm. I put it in our three-way chat.
Oh awesome.
Crying out loud.
Three-way chat, loose women. Come on. Mm. Good times today.
It's a good show.
It is. It's a solid show.
It's Monday.
It's a Monday. Thank you, Morgan. Thank you.
You even buy swimsuits on Amazon? Come on.
I buy everything on there.
Jesus.
It's only $30.
That's super cute, Sarah.
Isn't it? Thank you. Isn't it so cute? Look at the different pictures. Like, it's got full shorts. I'm like, this is going to be great if I ever need a swimsuit.
It kind of reminds me of a tennis outfit.
Oh, it is tennis-y.
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable. Now I need to get like a long leg sleeve one. Is that what they're called? Or you're like pants. I need a pants one.
What?
Well, just a cover up, a full cover up thing, you know? They have some with the long sleeves. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Which one of these lovely patterns did you choose?
Oh, it didn't come with the one. It's navy with white.
That's the stripes there is the one
you got.
That's
the one that I got, yes.
Specifically, okay.
Specifically, yeah.
There's quite a few patterns available.
There are.
I don't even know how you chose.
Well, I went for the one that covered the most.
That's
how.
Are you planning to go for a swim sometime soon, Sarah?
I'm going to, we have these friends who have a place in Napa. And so we were invited for 2 Saturdays from now to use it. And there's a pool. So
nice.
Oh, you're going to stay there without them.
Well, we're staying in our own little section of it.
Well, these friends must be.
It has a guest house. It's not a. They will be there.
Oh,
but we're not staying within the house with them.
I understand.
Sarah,
but that's cool.
You can just wear this with flip flops too during the day, and it's just like a dress.
Oh yeah,
it looks like a little.
I would totally do that.
Skirt.
It's a little short. It's a little short for me. I am in my 50s, Nicole. But that is adorable that you think I could pull that off. Thank you. It's really. And honestly, you guys, so when I went to the dermatologist 2 weeks ago or whenever it was.
Oh, when they looked at your butt.
Well, mostly they looked at my knees and the actual rash that I have. But then, yeah, she did make me show her my ass, which was so great. So anyway, she took a biopsy on my knee just to, you know, because this thing is, it comes back every year and God knows what the hell it is. So she's like, F it, we'll take a biopsy and see if anything comes. And I have this like giant hole in my knee now. Like the thing has spread out and become this divot. It's like a crater. It's like a moon rock hit me. So
that sounds pretty fun.
Just yet another reason why I won't be wearing the mini skirt swimsuit.
Okay, I got it.
Just with flip flops. Maybe I'll put some leggings on.
So what were the results?
It is cute. I don't know yet. She didn't say.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm supposed to go back this week, but I think I'm canceling it. Everything's fine.
Why?
Because everything's fine. Everything seems to be clearing right up.
Oh, Jesus.
She gave me some different cream, and I've been rubbing the cream on it, and it's
all right.
Very creamy now.
I love your ass.
Thank you, Human.
Completely inappropriate.
That. I totally. Someone call HR, please. All right. I'm sure I have a sponsor here. Let me see what it is. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Feed America. Radio.com is working to feed our families by amplifying grab-and-go meal pickup options for SFUSD and OUSD. Both school districts are committed to providing meals for students while school buildings are closed. If you have a child in need or you want more information on specific grab-and-go pickup locations and times, head to RadioAlice.com and check the Feed Our Families tab. So this year sucks, and it's weird. Like, a lot of weird things are happening beyond just the general suckage that's happening. So this is just a weird thing. Like, this is, it's like more proof that 2020 is completely off the rails. Kanye West now thinks Taylor Swift wants his help with stuff.
What?
Yes, he is tweeting. Because that's what he does. He tweets so much that he had to get shots in his hand because his hands were hurting him from tweeting so much. He tweeted that he's going to personally see to it that Taylor gets her master recordings back because Scooter Braun is a close family friend. I don't want to be the one that breaks this to Kanye, but when money's involved, people are much less friendly. Like, what do you, you know, I don't know what her master recordings are worth now and into the distant future when it comes to royalties, et cetera. I mean, no one is going to just give her back her masters. Maybe he'll offer them for sale. Maybe Kanye can talk Scooter Braun into this. I don't have high hopes. It's not.
I don't know enough about it, but I have heard a lot of different musicians have gone. It found a way to get their masters back from their early contracts. So it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
I assume it costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, whatever the price is, it must not be. It must be worth it for an artist to do that if they did it, right?
Right. Well, it would depend on who it was. Famously, Michael Jackson bought the Beatles catalog right out from underneath Paul McCartney when he mm-hmm. outbid a Beatle on the Beatles catalog. Like,
right.
It didn't seem fair, but it's worth whatever it's worth right at this moment. And then, because it's not just royalties, it's licensing. Then Paul doesn't have anything to say about it. You write to Michael Jackson and go, hey, is it okay if I use your song for this? Or, hey, can I re-record your song and put it on this? I mean, there's so much money involved with an actual successful catalog.
I guess what I was trying to say, though, is I think that there has to be some kind of friendship or some kind of bro-heim feeling towards, because otherwise the record company would say, no, over the life of our company, we'll make more than that by keeping them. So
right.
No, there isn't an amount you can pay us. Because our company will outlive all of the people walking through this building at the moment.
Right. I think the only time they sell those catalogs is when they need a cash infusion.
Maybe.
Like something comes up for grabs.
I can see why any record company would say, no, it doesn't benefit us at all.
Sorry, Taylor Swift is going to be making us money long after our grandchildren are dead.
Right.
So I don't know how Kanye thinks he's going to do that, but he is on a mission to get out of his contract and to get his masters back. So maybe he's yelling about the most famous recent case of someone not being able to get a hold of her masters. Speaking of women who can't stand Kanye, Kim Kardashian is, there is much more smoke. I'm not saying anything's on fire yet, but there is a lot of smoke. Kim is thinking about divorcing him over just who he is recently. And his hard line.
We don't see the half of it. You know that, right?
We don't. If we see the half of it, I'd be amazed, right? We're seeing the tiniest crust of what's actually happening there. None of us has to live in the same house with this guy.
Right.
So some source is saying Kim has the whole divorce planned out, but she's waiting for him to get through this latest episode. He might never get through it. She may have a long wait. But she's, well, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
She has to deal with PR in a way that we're only mildly familiar with. You know, I mean, I can't imagine the weight on her when she's sitting there feeling like, I need to not have this person in my life, but I cannot walk away at the moment. I will just be seen as someone who's deserting someone who's very sick.
Absolutely. And she's got four kids with this guy.
Right.
She, there's no scenario where he's completely out of her life unless he abandons his children. It's just, it's a mess. Anyway, good luck to everyone there. Good luck, Taylor. I hope Kanye can help you. Good luck, Kim. I hope you can help Kanye.
I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous. God damn. I made that bitch famous.
What did he just say? This is interesting.
Okay.
I know how you feel about these, but I'm going to read you the story. Dr. Dre's estranged wife, Nicole Young, they've been married about 24 years. And she says, I co-own the trademark to all his stuff. I co-own Dr. Dre. And apparently they had a prenup years and years ago. And a couple years into their marriage, he tore it up in front of her. And it is no more. What are you giggling about?
That she thinks that's official when he tears it up in front of her.
Yeah. She's filed a new lawsuit. He was threatening divorce. I guess he kicked her out of their family home in April. And by June, he was saying, I'm going to divorce you. And then she was actually the one who filed at the end of June. Long marriage. They've been together a long time. And she's filed a new lawsuit against Dr. Dre. In court documents that people have been kind enough to share with me, Nicole Young, 50 years old, claimed that Dr. Dre, born Andre Rommel Young, secretly transferred valuable trademarks that they jointly owned, both the name Dr. Dre as well as his hit album The Chronic. After kicking her out of their house in April, he tried to get a lawyer to get this stuff transferred solely into his name. He knew that she is, in fact, a part owner of it. This is what she alleges.
Okay. All right.
So in the lawsuit, she says shortly after being, quote, forced to leave their family home, he registered a new holding company and then began transferring the highly valuable trademarks, misrepresenting himself as the sole owner. Andre's plan all along, according to her papers, was to deny Nicole's ownership rights, claiming the transfers were made before Dre threatened to file for divorce on June 27th. And then she was the one who wound up doing the actual filing on June 29th. She says she has demanded return of the trademarks. Dre has failed and refused to do so. It's inequitable and unjust for Dr. Dre to retain ownership of the trademarks and the value they hold without paying Nicole or allowing her to maintain her equal ownership, according to this lawsuit.
Equal?
That's what she says. Mm-hmm. She filed for divorce after 24 years of marriage. She wants $2 million in monthly temporary spousal support, $5 million for legal fees. He's filed a response saying that they had a prenup, and despite initial reports that said that they did not have one because he tore it up, they do have one. She says, I was forced to sign it, and he ripped it up. She says that his net worth is around $1 billion, and we've heard that. He got quite a lot of money off the Beats headphone sale.
Well, look, first of all, she wasn't forced to sign anything. She could have walked away. She could have said, no, I'm not marrying anybody who would make me do that. Mm, no.
She was a kid.
The answer's no. Mm. I won't sign that. Bye. Mm. So there's that. But I do think she's owed money. I don't think she's, you know...
she shouldn't be kicked out.
She certainly is owed money. They have a family together. There's no question. But look, when it comes to someone like that who struck out on, I mean, we've all know the story. They were on their own as young men and changed history, musically speaking. And I don't think she's owed any part of that. He did that by himself. He didn't even know her. He was with his boys when he did that. Those guys. NWA may owe, he may owe NWA some money, but I don't think he owes her that. And in that, in my mind,
well, she's look. All I know is if he made the mistake of transferring the Dr. Dre trademark into half her ownership, then he's an idiot and he does owe her that money. You can't say that something belongs to someone and then retransfer it to another holding company and say, nope, you're out of that. Right. You know, I don't know what their situation is. And I think 24 years is a long ass time to be married to someone. You know, we're coming up on 24 years this February.
Oh.
They got married right around the time we started at Alice.
Is that right?
Kind of crazy, isn't it? Oh, who would have ever thunk? So anyway, I don't know how this will shake out. I'm just reporting that she's pissed.
But she was around for the Beats transaction.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
That's a
she's
lot of money
owed
there.
Money. I absolutely agree with you guys. I'm not thinking that she's going to, you know, be poor
oh,
at the other
poor.
Side yeah. of this. But the whole owning the rights to his... his beginnings and his name and everything? I don't know.
Well, if he was foolish enough to actually have transferred that into her name, then she is a corporate entity there.
All right.
Smashing Pumpkins have announced a new double album. It's called CYR, or possibly Sire.
That's what I was thinking, Sire.
Yeah. There's, in fact, we have that song and one other song called The Color of Love. Those have been out for a little bit here, but those are two of the tracks on here. And Sire, I guess, CYR is.
I haven't heard them, but yeah, I love the Pumpkins.
We're going to play them right now. We'll play them. I know you. I actually know that you're a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which one are we going to hear first?
Whichever you want.
Sire. Let's do it.
All right. Here it is.
This is a three-guitar band. These guys rock like any metal band you've
this
ever
is
heard.
So yeah, this is actually sort of retro sounding. It's
there's,
like
there's,
a
yeah, there's
little,
nothing
little
like
groove.
What?
All right, well maybe this other one will be a little more.
I
rockin'.
Like it. It just doesn't
yeah,
sound
fine.
Like them.
It doesn't. Well, it sounds like him. You know, mm-hmm. It's a little whiny. The Color of Love is this next song. Here we go. It's with this rare eyes. Damn, this is like a Cure song or something. I mean, they mm-hmm. they sound very 80s-ish. Getting older and mellowing out, Finn, I guess. Maybe that's it. This is a 20-track double album. It's coming out November 27th. And let's see. Corgan's in there. James Iha, Jimmy Chamberlain, longtime guitarist Jeff Schroeder. Their last studio album was in 2018. He's also doing a 5-part animated series, if you're interested in what Billy Corgan's up to. It's called In Ashes. And there's, I believe, the first two episodes plus music from this new record are out on the 25th. So there's a little trailer for In Ashes if you want to watch it, but it looks like a, you know, it's like a weird little cartoon looking thing. Guy's got tattoos all over his face.
I love the Pumpkins, but Corgan in particular, I believe, is an investor in wrestling or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So his other projects, I don't know if I'm interested, but yeah. I love the Pumpkins.
Well, look, you can't, you know, people change. You can't necessarily love everything that they do, but this is where he's at right now. So there you go. On November 27th, Sire or Seer or something is coming out.
I'm sure the guys in his band are like, we got a wall of Marshall amps here, and I got this distortion pedal and a
they go
a
to 11.
Guitar. Where do I? I'm ready. Where do I come in?
Here, we're going to go ahead. We're going to use this Roland amp. We'll put the chorus on. And
yikes.
The keyboards are going to be prominent in this.
Right.
Song.
Man. All right.
and I'm going to sing very gently. There'll be no yelling. Okay, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff, including some fast facts for you and buying stuff online and more after these. Oh.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.